Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Canaletta's Frenemies, which is basically a deep dive into the mess that is the media and advertising industry right now. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you as angry as it made me?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. Frenemies is this brilliant, infuriating look at how the old advertising model that funded journalism for a century just collapsed. And it's not like the internet killed it. It's more that Google and Facebook became these necessary partners that slowly squeezed the life out of publishers. It's a textbook case of, with friends like these, who needs enemies?
Right. And Aletta frames it around this idea of frenemies, companies that have to cooperate and compete at the same time. Like, publishers needed the traffic from Facebook and Google, but those platforms also stole their ad revenue and control their audience. You can't just walk away, but staying is killing you.
Exactly. And the book makes it clear that it's not just about journalism. It's the whole ecosystem. Ad agencies, TV networks, even the big tech companies themselves are frenemies with each other. But the core tragedy is what happens to real news.
Yeah, I mean, the old model was pretty simple. Publishers create good content, build an audience, sell that audience to advertisers. Advertisers paid a premium because they wanted to be next to quality journalism. It was a comfortable duopoly.
Then the internet showed up and basically said, "Why pay a premium for a newspaper ad when I can show your ad to exactly the right person at the exact right moment for a fraction of the cost?" The promise of perfect targeting was just too good. And once advertisers saw that data, they never looked back.
And here's the thing that got me. At first, it seemed like a win-win. Facebook and Google sent tons of traffic to news sites. Publishers were like, "Great, this is our lifeline." But the partnership was totally unequal.
Completely. The platforms controlled the data, the algorithms, the relationship with the user. Publishers had no idea who was reading their stuff or why. And then one tweak to Facebook's newsfeed algorithm could wipe out half your traffic overnight. You're not a partner, you're a tenant.
And the platforms started competing with publishers for the same ad dollars. They'd keep most of the revenue and give publishers a tiny cut. So publishers are stuck, they can't afford to leave, but staying means they're slowly bleeding out. It's this weird, toxic dependency.
Aletta profiles some of the executives who tried to fight back. Guys like John Payton at Digital First Media, who went all in on digital. But the digital revenue never replaced the print losses. It's like trying to fill a bathtub with a teaspoon while the drain is wide open.
And the book doesn't let the old guard off the hook either. They were arrogant. They thought their brands were bulletproof. They made terrible acquisitions and refused to innovate. They believed content is king, but they forgot that distribution is the kingdom.
Right. The digital platforms weren't just new distributors. They were whole new ecosystems built on scale, speed, and data. The old media companies couldn't compete on that level. And the advertising industry itself got disrupted too. Programmatic buying turned ad space into a commodity.
There's this one part where Aletta talks about the internal conflict inside the ad agencies. They're supposed to be the middlemen between brands and media, but now the platforms can go straight to the brands. So the agencies are also frenemies with the platforms. They need them, but they're also competing with them.
And then there's the consumer. We're the prize and the product. All those free services come at the cost of our privacy and, honestly, the health of the public sphere. The algorithms maximize engagement, which often means feeding us the most sensational or polarizing stuff.
The book calls it a feature, not a bug. The platforms have no incentive to promote quality journalism if a cat video gets more clicks. And the result is this degraded information environment where we can't even agree on basic facts.
Aletta does offer a few glimmers of hope. The New York Times has managed to build a subscription model that works. Niche newsletters on Substack let individual creators connect directly with audiences. And there's regulatory pushback, GDPR in Europe, antitrust investigations here.
But those are fragile. The subscription model only works for a handful of elite brands. The newsletter thing doesn't scale to support the kind of public interest journalism a democracy needs. And the regulatory response is slow and uncertain.
So the big question the book leaves you with is, how do we pay for real journalism in a world where its value has been systematically stripped away by the very platforms that distribute it? It's a huge, uncomfortable question.
What I'm taking away from Frenemies is that we're not going back. The old model is dead, but the new one hasn't really been born yet. And in the meantime, we're all just living in this weird, tense limbo where everyone is both partner and rival.
And if you want to dig deeper into this or any other book, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app, over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So it's a messy, complicated story, but Aletta tells it brilliantly. If you care about where your news comes from or where it's going, this one's essential.
Yeah.
Frenemies is basically the story of how we ended up in this strange, broken media world, and it makes you think hard about what we need to do to fix it. We'll see you in the next one.